Hi there. The word for you today is make prayer a habit. In Daniel 6 and 10, we read that Daniel knelt down 3 times a day and prayed. Peter, whom God used to help build the church, and John, whom God used to write the book of Revelation, made time for prayer in their daily schedule. The Bible says, Acts 3, verse 1, Peter and John went up together to the temple at the hour of prayer, which was the 9th hour. The Apostle Paul, who wrote much of the New Testament, said in 1 Thessalonians 5:17, never stop praying. Daniel's habit of praying was so well known that his enemies actually used it to trap him. Let me read it to you. He knelt down on his knees 3 times a day and prayed and gave thanks before his God, as was his custom. As was his custom since early days. Then these men assembled found Daniel praying. Is that the end of the story? Daniel's prayers resulted in him being thrown to lions, but here's the story. God shut the mouths of the lions, and in the end caused a heathen king to say, and I quote, "Men must tremble and fear before the God of Daniel, for he is the living God. His kingdom is the one which shall not be destroyed. He delivers and rescues, and he works signs and wonders in heaven and on earth, who has delivered Daniel from the power of the lions." Now listen to these last words in Daniel. "And so Daniel prospered." The psalmist wrote in Psalm 91, verse 1, "He who dwells, not visits, not commutes, dwells in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty." Once you identify your secret place of prayer and begin to use it regularly, a kind of aura surrounds it. You grow to love it, and eventually it becomes the most important place in your life. Listen to me, prayer is so powerful that it defies calculation. Here's the truth. Nothing lies beyond the reach of prayer except that which lies outside of the will of God. So please, make prayer a habit.